Passport to Romance. Mutual presents Mitzi Green and Larry Brooks, stars from two current Broadway musicals in the new radio musical play, Passport to Romance, a half-hour cruise with a cargo of love and laughter and song. Today, Passport to Romance celebrates the birthday of Irving Berlin. And in his honor, all the songs on this program have been selected from that beloved composer's galaxy of hits. Now, from the show Billion Dollar Baby, here is Mitzi Green.
This is Green, and Mitzi's feeling ritzy tonight because Nancy Sparks, the girl I play in this story, is launched on her career at last. Nancy shipped as a manicurist on the SS Harmonia to get a chance at a singing job with the ship's band. She got the job, but so did someone else. Someone else is a fella. Nancy's fella now, and he's played by Larry Brooks, the hero of Song of Norway. Larry?
Hi, everybody. My name for the next half hour is Chuck Piper, and Chuck shipped as a steward to get a singing job, too. He got it, and he found Nancy. But all is not harmonious on the Harmonia. Nancy has a roommate named Bertie, a salad girl in the ship's kitchen, and Bertie has just been arrested for stealing an emerald necklace. Could Bertie have done it? Could Bertie really have stolen a... Why am I standing here torturing myself? Why don't I just let the story start? Come along with us now on this half-hour holiday as Mutual presents Mitzi Green as Nancy Sparks
and Larry Brooks as Chuck Piper
in
Passport to Romance.
Ready now. Our cruise ship is waiting and our story is impatient to begin. The scene, the SS Harmonia, bearing east through the Windward Passage off Cuba. The place, the band rehearsal room where Guy Glenwood and his Glenwood guys are practicing. That, in case you don't recognize it, is a clarinet sounding in A. And now the rest of the band tunes up.
All right, minstrels, that's enough. Piper?
Yes, Mr. Glenwood?
The song is Let Yourself Go. The singer is you.
And the singer is ready, sir.
Prove it.
Come get together, let the dance floor feel your leather, step lightly as a feather, let yourself go. Come hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber, can't you hear that hot marimba, let yourself go. Let yourself go, relax, let yourself go, relax. You got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot, so come, come closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your banker, clerk, and grocer, let yourself go. Let yourself go, relax, let yourself go, relax. You got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot, so come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your banker, clerk, and grocer, let yourself go.
Company, halt! Knock off, Junior, that's all for today.
Thanks, Mr. Glenwood. Oh, I've got to rush now.
Everyone is rushing today. As soon as Nancy was finished rehearsing, she rushed off. To where is everyone rushing?
To jail.
Oh. Well, that's logical as anything on this screwy ship.
No, you see, Bertie, a friend of ours, she's in the ship's brig.
You remember Bertie, boss. She's a friend of mine, too, boss.
Who said that? Oh, the harp player.
Yeah, me, tuba.
And I suppose you want to rush off, too.
Yes, boss. That is, if you don't need me anymore at the harp.
No, rehearsal is finished. So are my nerves. Run along to the brig and have fun. Happy jail time to you all.
Oh, come on, Chuck. Let's hurry. Nancy's down there visiting Bertie, trying to cheer her up, and we
sure,
ought to...
You go down and help Nancy with the cheering. First, I want to see whether I can do anything to get Bertie out.
Right, Chuck. Any message for Nancy?
Yeah. Tell her I'll meet her on B deck in 15 minutes. And tell Bertie, don't give up the ship.
Okay, Chuck. Although I'm sure she'd like to.
Gosh, Nancy, it's good to see you.
Well, I can just about see you through this grill in the door. How do you feel, Bertie?
Frankly, I'm a little depressed.
I shouldn't wonder. Tell me, Bertie, just what happened?
Well, I was standing there at my table in the pantry, mixing salads like anything, when all of a sudden one of the ship's officers comes in with Mrs. Dabney.
Dabney? Oh, that's the society dame in A55.
Yes, and she said I must know where her emerald necklace is, and the officer said I must, too. And I never even saw a real emerald in my whole life. Then they searched the pantry, and when they couldn't find the necklace, they put me in here.
Oh, that's the wackiest thing I ever heard.
And what I want to know is, can they do this to me?
Sister, they've done it. But don't you worry. Chuck and I are going to get you out of here, and we're going to see
Nancy. Hey, hello.
Oh, hello, Tuba.
Hello, Tuba.
Gee, hello, Bertie. You look terrible sad in there behind bars.
Gosh, Tuba, it's awful nice of you to come to see a jailbird.
I don't care if you are a crook. That is, I don't care who says you are.
Well, no, that is, I'll take it from there. We came to cheer Bertie up, and that's what we're going to do, with music.
Oh, fine. I'd love to hear a song.
Hear it? You're going to sing it. You and Tuba help me out with the last line. Like so. Folks are dumb where I come from. They ain't had any learning. Still, they're happy as can be, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Cousin Jack insured his shack, and now he plays with matches. He'll collect, just wait and see, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know how to read or write when you're out with a fella in the pale moonlight. You don't have to come from a great big town not to go picking berries in an evening gown. That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
My uncle out in Texas can't even write his name. He signs his checks with X's, but they cash them just the same. Sister Sal, whose musicale has never had a lesson, till she's learned to sing off key, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
There. How do you feel now?
Better. Terrifically better. Gee, I didn't know I could sing. I'd almost forgot that I
forgot? Oh, that reminds me. I forgot something. Nancy, Chuck said you should meet him on B deck in 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Oh, well, I got plenty of time. If I rush, so long.
Come in.
Good morning, Mrs. Dabney.
Good morning. Who are you?
Chief Steward, madam.
Oh, yes, Chief. Sit down. Have a chocolate.
Thank you, madam, but I never touch sweets while I'm on duty.
Well, I'm not on duty. One second. There now, Chief, what can I do for you?
It's about your emerald necklace, madam.
That little salad girl is obviously lying. She...
Perhaps, madam, but I must fill out a complete report. Would you mind telling me the circumstances of its loss?
Well, I was wearing my necklace last night, and as I was going upstairs, I had the uneasy feeling that I was being followed. I turned around suddenly, and sure enough, there was...
The salad girl.
No, a man. A very suspicious-looking man in a black and white check golfing cap.
No, what happened then?
Well, he continued to follow me around deck. There was no one else nearby, and he got closer and closer, and I got more and more nervous. I knew he was after my necklace, but he had maneuvered me to the stern so that I couldn't turn back without passing him.
Good heavens, what did you do?
Well, I was determined he shouldn't have the necklace. And since there was no one around to help me, I took it off and I threw it down the ventilator.
The ventilator that leads to the pantry?
Precisely. The man then disappeared, and not 3 minutes later, the first mate and I went to the pantry. There was a ventilator opening in the ceiling, and there was a salad girl, but there was not my necklace.
And she says she never saw it?
Oh, of course she does. But she and the man in the cap were obviously in cahoots. He frightened me into throwing it down there, and she picked it up.
It couldn't have been caught in the ventilator shaft.
Oh, the whole shaft has been searched. No sign of it. No, that girl hid it somewhere, and she won't tell.
Well, perhaps her accomplice will. Can you describe him?
Well, it was rather dark. All I remember is his black and white hat. Come in!
Good morning, Mrs. Dabney. How are there, Chief?
How are yourself, Piper?
Why, you're Chuck Piper, the singer with the band. Have a chocolate?
No, thanks. Mrs. Dabney, I've come about Bertie Biggs.
Oh.
Couldn't you possibly see your way clear to help
Piper, Mrs. Dabney's given me a complete story of the case. There's one sure way to prove the girl's guilt or innocence.
What's that?
Find an unidentified man in a black and white checked golfing cap. He's the key to the mystery.
Well, he shouldn't be hard to find on board ship. Nancy and I'll get busy on it at once.
Well, it's the log.
Thanks, Mrs. Dabney. Black and white cap, eh?
Checked.
Checked, Chief. Checked. I'm on my way.
So I rush. So I almost break a leg to get here and no Chuck.
Nancy.
Oh, correction, please. One boyfriend coming
up. Oh, Nancy, I'm sorry to be late, but I've been busy on the necklace case.
Oh, got any nice fresh clues?
Yeah, we've got to find a black and white check cap.
Why, dear? Getting sunstroke?
No. The man under it is the real crook.
Oh, do we have to look for him right away? I'm winded.
Of course not, dear. You sit down here and catch your breath. There. Tell you what I'll do. Pass the time away while you're resting. I'll just...
Oh, don't tell me. Let me guess. Are you going to S-I-N-G?
Well, I mean, as long as we have to sit around here and
wait. Don't apologize, dear. I know how it is with you. Why... I actually believe I hear music.
Sure. That's my imaginary band. I dream it up whenever I feel like singing.
Well, what will they invent next?
Quiet. Here comes my cue.
A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strains of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty.
Oh, I don't know why I kid you about your voice. I love to hear you sing.
And I love... Guess who?
Hedy Lamarr.
Of course. But I also love...
Chuck, look.
What is it, dear?
That man who just came out on deck, walking that way.
Black and white cap.
We certainly didn't have to look far.
Come on, Nancy, let's tag after him.
Lead on, McDuff.
He's going down the corridor.
Oh, towards that cabin, D-31. He's putting a key in the lock.
Come on, no noise.
Great stuff. Tell me no noise and you trip. Chuck, he saw us.
He's coming toward us.
Let's take it on the run.
It's too late, Nancy.
Hey, you two.
Us?
Yeah, you. You two following me.
You? Why, whatever for?
That's what I want to know. There's only one cabin at the end of this hall, and it ain't yours. What do you want here?
Why, that's just why we came here. It's so nice and quiet. Swell place to practice.
Practice what?
Singing. We're with the ship's band.
Yeah? Well, how do you practice here with no music?
Oh, well, we can dream up accompaniments. Can't we, Chuck?
Sure. It's very easy. All you have to do, you know...
Let her tell it. She started it.
Oh, we really do dream them up.
Show me. Let's hear you sing something.
Now?
Right now.
Okay. Come on, imagination. Come on, dream band. Oh, that's it. Do you hear it, mister?
Yeah. But that don't prove you can sing.
Well, maybe this will. I hope.
Got no diamond, got no pearl. Still I think I'm a lucky girl. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still I'm happy with what I've got. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still I'd like to express my thanks. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still I'd like to express my thanks. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
Well, mister, does that prove we're telling the truth?
I heard worse. But let me warn you, both of you. Don't come around this hall singing or anything else. Oh, you'll both be very, very sorry.
Wow. Can I breathe now?
No, there isn't time.
What do we have to do now, Daddy?
We've got to tell the chief steward we found the man he wants. Hit the road, honey. Time's a-wasting. We'll have Bertie out of jail by night. Chief!
Oh, Chiefie!
Shh! Don't shout so, you two. You'd think you'd solved the mystery of the Emerald Necklace.
We have.
What?
We found the man in the black and white cap.
Well, who is he?
Well, that's what we'd like you to tell us.
Is this a game?
No, seriously, Chiefy. We know his cabin, but we don't know his name.
Which cabin is it?
D-31.
D-31. Offhand, I don't know who that is. I'll have to go upstairs and consult the purser's list.
Should we go with you?
No, you wait here. I won't be long.
Oh, well, hurry up, Chiefy. Well,
please, miss, no one tells me to hurry. But since you mention it, I will.
Just to sit here now and twiddle our thumbs till he comes back.
Well, there's one thing you can do to pass the time.
What's that?
You can tell me how much you like me.
Oh, gee, Nancy.
In music.
All right. Love to.
I thought you wouldn't be hard to convince.
How deep is the ocean?
I don't know. Why, what's the difference?
No. That's the name of the song.
Oh.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry?
If I weren't in love with you already, that would do the trick.
Oh, hello, Chief. What'd you find out about our friend in D-31?
You two are wasting your time as singers. You ought to be comics.
Well, what's the matter, Chiefy?
There is no passenger in D-31.
What?
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 Absolutely vacant. D-31 hasn't been booked the entire trip.
But this man had a key.
You sure you two aren't dreaming things?
Oh, we only dream up bands, Chief, not crooks.
Piper, I think you're probably as good a detective as you were a steward when you used to work for me. I'll thank you not to waste any more of my time.
Chuck, we weren't dreaming, were we?
I wasn't. I was wide awake and scared.
We did see that man, and if the chief won't do anything about it, we will.
That's the stuff, Nancy. Let's go down to his cabin right now.
On the trail, bloodhound.
Arf, arf. Open up in there.
Try again, Chuck.
Open up or I'll break the door down.
No answer.
Well, I guess I have to make good my threat. One, two.
Oh, wait a minute, Chuck. Let me try the knob.
Oh, it was open.
Not only that, there's no one here.
And look at the place. Not the usual regular cabin furniture here.
No, it looks more like an office of some kind.
I wonder whether the chief knows about this and about this desk.
You folks find anything interesting?
Uh-oh.
Can I leave my room for 2 minutes without you two snooping around? Makes me think I was right about you in the first place.
Look here, you. I'm not taking any more pushing around from you. We came here to find something out, and we're going to. What do you know about Mrs. Dabney's necklace?
Why, that's what I was going to ask you.
Ask us? But how could we possibly...
You're friends of that Bertie Biggs, ain't you? Oh. And you was telling me this morning, I thought sure you were mixed up in it.
But you're the suspicious character in the case.
You're the one who was following Mrs. Dabney last night.
Sure, it's part of my job.
Part of your...
job?
Say, maybe I better introduce myself. I'm I.I. Brogan, Private Eye.
Private Eye?
A detective.
That's right, the ship's detective. This is my office. Nobody knows me, not even most of the crew. And last night, I spot this Dabney dame wearing those rucks, so I tag along to protect her.
She gets scared and tosses him down the ventilator.
Chuck, this proves Bertie's innocent. Mrs. Dabney says this man and Bertie were in cahoots, but how could they be in cahoots if he's a detective?
Correct.
Oh, the kid is innocent, but I've got to find the necklace to prove that. And it ain't in the ventilator shaft.
Well, then it must be somewhere in the pantry.
I already combed that place with a fine-tooth comb.
Well, let's go over it again, just to brush up.
Now, let's see. Bertie was standing here at this table.
And up in the ceiling is the air hole.
And she was mixing salads.
If anything fell out of that hole, it would have to fall right here where she could see it.
That's what makes it look kind of bad for the kid, as if she picked it up.
Oh,
and
wait
then...
a minute. Chuck, help me up on that table.
Well, anything you say, dear, but I...
Come on, brother. Lift.
Oh, all right. There you are. Nice waist.
Oh, never mind that now. Watch, Chuck, Mr. Brogan.
Watching.
If I hold my beads right under this air hole and drop them, like this...
They hit that ledge and bounce off into the big wooden salad bowl.
And if Bertie just happened to be turned away for a moment, they could fall in the salad there without her noticing it.
And the green emeralds in amongst the green lettuce...
She'd never notice them. She'd keep mixing the salad.
But the bowl's empty. Where's the salad now?
Chef, s'il vous plaît. The salad that was in this bowl, where is it now?
But mademoiselle, it has been served.
Served to whom?
Oh, how can I tell to so many? 50, perhaps 60 or 100 people.
But when was it served?
Right now for dinner.
And someone out there in the dining room has a dish of salad with an emerald necklace in it.
Emerald? No, there is lettuce and tomato special dressing.
Oh, Chuck, Mr. Brogan, there's not a moment to lose. We've got to get out there and look at every dish of salad in the dining room.
Right, I'm heading for the lettuce right now.
Right after you, Brogan. Let's turn over some new leaves.
Excuse me, sir, but may I look at your salad?
I beg your pardon.
It won't take a moment, if you please.
Here, my salad's been tossed quite enough. Yeah, if you don't mind, will you kindly stop?
Madam, may I please inspect your lettuce?
Well, of all the impertinence...
Oh, quite painless, I assure you. It won't take a moment.
I have never been so insulted in all my life. What?
Hey, miss, could I please look at your salad?
What's the matter? You a wild girl?
I'm sorry, but I gotta go
through... Hey, cut it out! Scram, or I'll stab you with my fork! Ooh. Hey, I want to...
Well, fellas, any luck?
Nothing but lettuce where I've been.
Me too. What's more, I got stabbed in the hand.
Oh, and we've covered all the tables.
All except that one. And look who's sitting there. Mrs. Dabney.
Well, I suppose we might as well try hers, too.
Okay, but Brogan, you wait here. You make her nervous.
Right.
Let's look over her salad, Nancy, even though it's hopeless.
Good evening, Mrs. Dabney.
Hello.
Oh, it's you two. How are you? Sit down. Have a chocolate.
Do you eat them even during dinner?
Well, I keep them near all the time. One never knows when one will feel the urge. Tell me, any news about my necklace?
Mrs. Dabney, may we look at your salad?
My salad? What in the world?
There's not much chance they'll be there, but I was...
Chuck, look!
My goodness.
My emeralds!
Talk about poetic justice.
Who's talking about poetic anything? I'm just so delighted to see my emeralds again. Even if they are covered with salad dressing. But tell me, how did you two ever
No get... time to explain now, Mrs. Dabney.
The band is playing our cue.
Yeah, we've got to get up there and sing.
Snowflakes and sweet music, and you in my arms. Soft lights and sweet melody will bring you closer to me. Chopin and pale moonlight reveal all your charms. So give me velvet lights and sweet music, and you in my arms. Chopin and pale moonlight reveal all your charms. So give me velvet lights and sweet music, and you.
Let's go outside and get a breath of air.
I'm going to splurge and take two breaths.
Well, that was a day for the book. I hope I never...
Hey, Chuck!
Oh, Nancy, Chuck, Mr. Brogan came down and I was let out.
And everyone apologized and Bertie's in the clear again.
And I can't thank both of you enough.
Then don't try.
After all, you'd do as much for us if we were crooks. That is, if we were cooks.
Oh, I'm late. I've got to get in on the bandstand.
And I got to get to the kitchen. Got more salads to prepare. So long for now, and thanks a trillion.
Oh, poor kid. She had a heck of a time.
Well, anyway, everything is quiet and peaceful again.
Oh, yes, Chuck. Now we can just sit...
What was that?
Oh, it came from that cabin. And, Chuck, it sounded like a woman's scream.
You hear what I heard? A woman screams and Chuck and Nancy are involved in something else. To find out what the trouble is and what they do about it, join us next week for another complete adventure of Nancy and Chuck. For laughter and song and a story of love, be with us at the same time on the same station when the deep whistle of the SS Harmonia tells you we've brought you once more your passport to romance. Passport to Romance stars Mitzi Green as Nancy Sparks and Larry Brooks as Chuck Piper. The cast included Eddie Nugent, Adelaide Klein, Craig McDonnell, Alfred Shirley, and Laura Clandon. The entire production is written and directed by Stanley Kaufman and is heard over most of these mutual stations at the same time each week. Music conducted by Sylvan Levin. To celebrate Irving Berlin's birthday,
All songs heard on this program were taken from his long list of hits. Don Frederick speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.